Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Dalid Omud Beis, and we're beginning a brand new Siman, the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, Siman Kuf Nun Hey, and we're learning Lila Nishmas Chana Basmei Avram. This is one of the most important type of Simonim that we could learn, because it deals with the halachos of learning. And the title of the Siman is Leilech Mibeis HaKnesses Leveis HaMedrash. Now, I tell people right now, I normally try to keep the Shir between 15 and 20 minutes. What I'll do today is just do the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Mishneh Berurah, hopefully in under 20 minutes. And then I will spend additional time on many of the wonderful Dirshu footnotes and some of the Bir Halacha that are so essential. So this will be a longer than usual Shir, but if people just want the basics, they'll be able to get it in Mir Tzashem in under 20 minutes. So let's begin. I will talk a little bit faster than usual. The Mechaber starts with Sif Aleph, and he writes, Achar sheyotzei mibeis haknesses, when a person finishes davening in shul, yelech lebeis hamedrash, he should go straight to the beis hamedrash. Of course, today they basically are interchangeable, the beis haknesses and beis hamedrash, to a certain extent, of course, you can learn in shul. V'yikba eis lamod, and he should set up a set time. The language v'yikba is a very important word, to set up a kavua time to learn right after davening. V'tzaru she'oso eis ya kavua, and that time, the Mechaber says, should be sacrosanct. It should be set. Shelo yavi renu, and it shouldn't ever be pushed aside. Af imhu sovur laharviyach harbe, even if it will cause him a lot of money. He suddenly has an opportunity. So he should really try very hard not to go and disrupt his normal standard of learning that's right after the davening. We'll see that there are exceptions to this and how a person should go about conducting himself when he does have to interrupt his normal learning right after the davening. There are more ads, Haggah, nowadays, af mi she'eni yodeh lomod, even if somebody doesn't really have the capacity or the ability to learn, yelech lebeis hamedrash, he should still go to the beis hamedrash, he should still stay in the shul, uschar alicha biyodo, and at least he'll get the schar alicha for traveling there. Alternatively, the Ramah says, Oyikova lomokom v'yilmad ma'at b'mash yodea. This is talking about a person, as Mishnah will point out, that does have some capacity to learn, or else it wouldn't make any sense. He should try to set up a place that he can learn something, even if it's only a little bit, that he can understand. V'yachshov b'inyonav, and he should try to concentrate and focus on it. V'yikonez b'libo, and he should let it enter his heart. Yiras Shemayim, if he can't really learn, he should at least think about his actions and think about what he's doing, and that's the way the person should conduct himself right after the davening. That is the entire Mechaber and the Ramah of Sif Aleph. That's all we're going to do in the Mechaber and the Ramah, and now we'll go to the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph writes, the Issa B'Gemara tells us in the Gemara, Hayotzi mibeis haknesses v'nichnas lebeis hamedrash v'osik b'torah, if a person finishes davening in the shul and then goes to the beis medrash to learn, zoche u'makabel p'nei hashchina, he'll be worthy and he'll realize the acceptance of the Pnei HaShechina. He will somehow be in God's presence to a greater extent. As the Pasuk says, Shenemar Yelchu Mechayil El Choyil Yeroi El Elokim Bitzion. Those that go from one great thing to another great thing, they will be zoche to see the place of Hashem in Yerushalayim. V'nei bismanam, and in those days, Hoya HaBeis HaKnesses Miyuchad L'Tvilo Beis HaMedrash Miyuchad L'Talmud Torah L'Chud. In those days, the shul was a place for davening, and the beis medrash was a place for learning. They used to do them separately. For yadarkim l'spalav beis haknesses, they would daven in the shul, and then they would go to the beis medrash afterwards. However, the Mishneh Berurah already points out, v'af bizmaneinu nowadays, shemispalam b'botei medrashos, that we go and daven as well in the beis medrash, and we use our shuls as well to learn. Mikol makum shayach gan kein dover zeh, but this din hasn't gone away. Just maybe the location has gone away, but the din remains. The achar hatvila after davening, yelech l'ischaber im ho'anoshim ho'oskim Torah, the Mishnayis Uchidome. Everyone should try to set up some sort of a shir, some sort of a seder in a chabura with other people right after the davening, so you can learn Torah, Mishnah, or anything like that. Uchidome. What you learn is not as important as setting up a shir and learning, preferably in a large group, right after the davening. The Nemar Olav HaKosav, and about such a person, the Pasuk says, Yelchu Mechayil Echoyel Vagomer. That Pasuk that we just quoted applies to such a person nowadays. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says, V'yikba, you should set up. The Issa B'Gemara, brought down in the Gemara, Kishemachnisim Odom Ledin, when the person will reach 120, go up to Shemayim to be judged, Shoalino, so they will ask him, Kavato Itim LeTorah, did you establish set times to learn Torah? That's one of the major questions the Gemara in Shabbos says will be asked, the final exam, when we're 120. And how should a person respond? V'tov she'yikova ha'eis miyada ha'atvila. One of the great ways to fulfill this dictum is to set up a set learning every single day right after davening shachris. Mishum yelchu michayel uchoyel v'chanal. As we've just already explained, that fulfills this pasuk. Because we're concerned that if a person were to go straight to work right after davening and say, I'll learn at 10 o'clock, I'll learn at 11 o'clock, we're concerned that things will get hectic at work and things will get busy, and before you know it, his set learning, quote, isn't set. This is brought down in the name of the Prima Godin. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Lilmod, person has to learn, Chayev Odim Lilmod B'chol Yom Torah Shebichsav. Every single person has to learn every single day Torah Shebichsav, Shu Tanach, which is Torah Nevi'im Neksuvim, as well as U'Mishnah, U'Gemara, U'Poskim, as well as learning the halachos of the Mishnah, the Gemara, and what the Poskim have to say, halacha l'maisa. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, possibly the most unbelievable statement in all of the Mishnah Berurah, and for the simple balabatim who only learn 3 or 4 hours a day. That's something that is really an amazing thing, because there are many people who are talmidei chachamim that may not be able to learn 3 or 4 hours a day if they're working or if they're busy. And here he's talking about plain balabatim who only learn 3 or 4 hours a day. Lo yomadu b'gemara l'chud. They shouldn't just learn Gemara. The bazeinu yotze, because this way they're not going to fulfill the ideas that you have to learn Tanakh and Halacha, etc. So what should they do? And we'll have much further discussion about this later on in the Shir and the Dirsha footnotes, which we haven't gotten to yet. So what should a person do? El tzorach sheyilma dafka gam sifrei poskim. A person who, quote, only learns 3 or 4 hours a day, that person should learn halacha l'maisa. He should take out a Mishnah Berurah and learn Mishnah Berurah Yomi every single day. Kol echod kefi hasagoso. Every person according to his abilities and according to the time that he has. Sivkot and Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shelo yavirenu. He should never let this set learning after the davening be interrupted. Why? The ikar mitzvahs talmud Torah ain lo shir. Because technically, the amount that a person is obligated to learn has no shir, no upper shir, no lower shir. You're always supposed to learn. V'chiyuvahu kol hayom. Technically, a person should learn all day long. Now, kol zman sheyesh lo p'nai. That's as long as he's free, as long as he's able to. A person has to make a parnasa too. So if he doesn't have parnasa or other things that are forcing him to stay away from learning, so then when he has free time, he should learn as much as possible. As the pasuk says, v'dechsiv lo yomush sefer Torah zemipicha, that whenever you have time, you shouldn't let the words of the Torah leave your mouth. In other words, you should always be learning. And if a person does have time to learn, and he intentionally doesn't learn, this is close to what was said by Chazal in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that they had taken the word of Hashem and debased it. This is talking about a person who has the capability to learn Torah and has the time and the ability, the eino osik, and he unfortunately doesn't. And this is even talking about a person who learns quite a bit, but if he has more time to learn and he doesn't take advantage of it, he's also going to be held accountable. V'yamru Chazal in Yerushalmi, the end of Perek Tes in Brachos, Rav Chilkiah b'shem Rabbi Simon said, "Ha'oseh Torah so itim." If a person makes his Torah at times, what does that mean? Rotz lomar she'enu lomed ela bi'itos miyuchados. He only learns at set times. Af she'esh lo p'nai lomod yoser. The person does have a chavrus in the morning. He does have a chavrus at night, but he could have more time, both at night or in the evening, or in the morning or during the day. Harizem for bris. The Yerushalmi says the amazing thing that this person is essentially doing the covenant that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yol of zem and HaKosim, we learn this out from the pasuk that says, Eis la'sos la'shem heferus orsecha. When you have time to learn, you're supposed to learn. And if you don't, so then you're in trouble. You're going to be held accountable. Elo ha'chavonah b'kviyas itim l'toru. This is talking about a person should set times up to learn Torah. She'tzorech ha'odun li'achayit eis kavua b'choyom. And a person should set up a set time every single day to learn Torah. Shelo yavirenu b'shum pam, and he shouldn't ever violate this sacrosanct time and not use it to learn Torah. No, sometimes it's going to happen that unavoidable circumstances will say he can't learn. People are people. Life happens, and sometimes a person will not be able to do his set learning that he tries very hard to do every day, and an unavoidable circumstance will come up that doesn't allow him to learn that day in his set time. So his obligation is, it should be like a debt that he has to pay back, and he should try to find time that night to learn to make up for the seder that he missed in the morning. As the Gemara in Erevin says, Kedamrin in Erevin, Rav Achel bar Yaakov Yosef b'yamama uparu b'leila. He would go and borrow during the daytime, and pay it back at night. If he had to do something during the day that took him away from his set learning, he would make sure to make it up at night. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'kosu achronim." He adds from the achronim, "Shel olam kodim shi'etzim ibeis hamedrash shachris." After a person leaves shul, shachris time, afilu imeru la'ones, even if extenuating circumstances came upon the person, shelo yuchal lamo b'kvius, he can't learn his set learning. Yumar al kolponim pasik echad or aloch echad. At least try to learn something. He only learn 10, 15, 20 minutes after shul every morning. He learn an hour after shul. But today, for whatever the reason, you have to go catch a train, you have to go and get to work early, you have somebody coming into your office early, or whatever the situation may be, at least sit down and learn a pasuk, at a minimum, a halacha, something, so you shouldn't go from shachris straight to work without learning something. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Hei writes, L'harviyach harbi, even if it could be a great financial loss to the person, the ish kozehu mi bali amona, and somebody who's willing to give up. Well, I could have a great client come to me now, but now is my set 10, 15 minutes or an hour after davening that I always learn, and I'll lose out on that client. Call a kavod to that person, the Mishnah Berurah says. He's a true believer. Shema minu boteach b'Hashem. He trusts and has full confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo yach salo mizonoso v'yedei zeh. God will never take away his parnasa, won't give him the benefits that he would be entitled to, because he's doing a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. As the Gemara in the Yerushalmi says, Kedisa b'Yerushalmi in Sota. My anshe amona. Who are the people that are considered believers, true believers? What does that mean? That's the Aramaic words. The people are yelling, can come to sell your stuff. Now's a great time to sell your stuff. We're all here waiting for you. And he responds to them, I will not go and be mavato my learning. Whatever's supposed to come to me will come to me. This is how the Korban Eid explains those words. Heavy Omer, he's saying, I am not willing to give up my set learning that I have every single day, even though I will make a lot of money if I go and take care of the monetary benefits that I would be getting instead of the learning. Imroi Shavoli Revach, the person says, if I'm really going to get such a parnasa, such a windfall over here, Yavahu Meyatzme HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll let God give it to me in another way. Afli Achar She'egmor Kvius Limudi, when I finish my regular learning, if God wants to give me the money, He'll give it to me. He'll never not give me the money because I went and did my regular learning. Sifkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Yelech LeBeis HaMedrash, a person should go to the Beis HaMedrash, Shalomdim Shom, where people are learning. Vafilum Eino Meivin Ma Shalomdim, and even if the person doesn't understand what they're learning over there, he should still go. Mikom Mokom Hoakova BeBeis HaMedrash Mitzvah. Just staying in the Beis HaMedrash, even if you don't follow the learning, is still a wonderful mitzvah. The Koshikin, and certainly, and certainly if he understands what they're learning in terms of a halacha or an agadita type of gemara, Yikva Atzmo Lishmoa, he should certainly set a set time each day if the davening to go in here, the Yalalo Bimkom Limud, and it will be wonderful for him. Even if he can't do different type of learning, let him learn halacha or agoda. Kemo Shomu Chazal in Dvarim Rabba in Parshas Kisavo, Amar Shua Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Misha Bola Beis HaKnesses V'Shomea Divrei Torah. If somebody comes to the Beis Knesses and hears words of Torah, Zoche Leishe Ben HaChachomim Lo Sivalavu, he will eventually sit amongst the great Chachomim in the world to come. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Ozen Shomas Tuchachas Chayim Bekeru Chachomim Tolin. If you hear the words of Torah, if you hear the Tuchachas Chayim, and you will be Zoche then to sit amongst the Chachomim. Sivkot and Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rama who says, O yikba lo mokom. The word O is problematic here because hu inyan bifnei atzmo. It's actually talking about a new subject, the Mishnah Berurah says. V'yareish ha-soyv koi. It's really talking, going, throwing back the Ramas on the beginning of the Sif, the Tzorach Adam Likvo Torosa Beis HaMedrash, that a person has to go and set learning in the Beis HaMedrash. Because we just said we're talking now, the Rama, about a person who doesn't know how to learn, so how can we then be going back and talking about a person who does learn? So he says, Bisham yelo mokum kavula Torah, a person should go to the Beis Medrash and have a set place to learn if he knows how to learn. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'tzorech lomar, the word O, yikba lo mokum, is incorrect. It should be V'yikava lo mokum. And he should set up a place for himself to learn in the Beis Medrash. Again, going back on the person who does know how to learn. V'yomad, and he should learn there. Lefi riitas loshen haramohu megumgum, says the language of the Ramah is a little bit mixed up. Because first we started talking here now about a person that doesn't know how to learn, who only gets credit for going to the Beis HaMedrash, but he doesn't understand the thing going on over there. But really, as I just pointed out a minute ago, that this statement of the Ramah is now going back on the beginning where it talks about a person that does know how to learn. The Komash will learn, and he's teaching us. Even if a person only has limited capacity, limited abilities in learning, even so, such a person also should set up a place for himself to learn in the Beis Medrash, whatever level he's capable of. If all he can do is a little bit of Chumash, so let him do a little bit of Chumash. He doesn't have to learn Chaim Briskas and Rekiva Eggers. Learn what you can. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary on Brachos, writes, Shemimen Novea Hagah, that's where the Rama over here gets his Hagah, Zusha Kosa Vezelashono. This is where the Rama took it from. Even if a person only knows how to learn a little bit, he's not a very big Talmud Chochom. Nevertheless, he should also set up a set place for himself to learn after davening and learn whatever he can. And the person truly is totally incapable of learning anything. He has absolutely no background whatsoever. Yesh lo lechas the batei medrashos. He should still go to the Beis Medrash. Shalom din, where they're learning over there. Uschar halicha biyado. In that situation, at least let him go sit in the Beis Medrash and think about how he can improve himself. And doing that is still better than going straight to work. Sivkot and test. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Ma'at b'mash yodeh. Let him learn whatever he knows how to learn. And if he's only learning a little bit, if a person doesn't have a lot of time or a lot of ability, let him learn basic halacha. Again, Mishnah Berurah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah Yomi is at a minimum for everybody to get a certain amount of daily halachic dose. You need to have a daily halachic dose in order to be a good Jew. How else will you know how to act? How else will you know what to do? How else will you be able to take care of yourself in Jewish life? The Chanal, as we've already explained. Chazal tell us, God loves the people that are in Shari Tzion rather than all the other places where Jews dwell. And God loves the Sharim HaTzion B'Halacha, the places of learning, more than all the other Bati Knesios. What does this mean? Anybody who learns Halacha every day, move to Chloshu Ben Olam Haba. That person will certainly be guaranteed that he's a Ben Olam Haba. He's not even capable of learning straight halacha. He should at least try to learn whatever he possibly can. And especially nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah says this prescient idea. There are so many books today now written in the vernacular language. In those days it was German or Yiddish. Today it's in English. Art Scroll and all the other wonderful, wonderful publications from Feldheim and all the different Jewish publications. There's a plethora of wonderful stuff for a person to learn in English. So nobody today can say, I can't learn. And this is a wonderful thing. It's also a great kitrug on everyone. It's also a great prosecution against everybody. Why can't you find something to learn? There are so many different English svarim if a person is not capable of learning in Hebrew. There's so many things online, like the Mishnah Berurah Yomi, and so many other wonderful online learning opportunities that nobody today is going to be able to protect himself. When he's asked, how come you didn't learn? He won't be able to say, I didn't know how. Sivkot Yud, the Yachshov bin Yonov, the Mishnah Berurah says, Pirush, Sheyirav Yivdok Beshifto Ktsas Ponui. He should go, if he's not able of learning at all, he should go sit in the Beis Medrash and think in the Beis Medrash, Im Yesh Tzad Adeiru B'masu Matushlo. Think about your business practices. Are you honest in business? Is there any way you can prove yourself in business? Gozel, Vonov, Veribis, Uchadome, in terms of, am I stealing from somebody else? Am I cheating somebody else? Am I taking inappropriate interest from somebody else? Uchadome, or any other business related thoughts that he can have, the Yifrosh Mimenu, and he can improve himself and separate himself from those Yisurim that he may be doing. If he's not able to learn, he can at least certainly try to improve himself, sit a little bit after Shacharis. And as we just mentioned, however, there really is nobody today that can make a taina that he doesn't know how to learn. There's always something on some level for every single person to be able to learn. This concludes the regular Mechaber, the Ramah, and all of the Mishnah Berurahs on Sif Aleph over here. So for those that don't have the time to learn anymore today, so by all means, thank you for listening to this part of the Shia. But now we're going to go into the Bir Halacha, and we're going to do some of the Dirshu footnotes. It will take a little bit longer. For those that have the time, it's wonderful to spend it. This is the Sif that's telling us we have to find more time to learn, so I hope people will be able to listen. So again, I apologize for the length of this, but we will start now with the first Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, V'yikba v'chulei. The Chafetz Chaim writes, V'nei etzem alimud, what should a person learn? When a person learns alone, that's wonderful. Nobody should think for a second that that's good. However, he's still mekayim mitzvah saseh shalim and atar in that situation. A person should try as much as possible to learn in a group. Wherever he possibly can, it's better to always learn in a large group. There's more kavod shemayim in that situation. You're generating more respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And furthermore, the rabbi said in a number of places, there's more glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a large crowd. There's a difference between a person who learns by himself. That nobody should think for a second that that's not wonderful and absolutely great. However, the words that he learns aren't written down in Shamayim in the Sefer HaZichronos. Exactly what that means, I can't fully explain. But when a person learns in public, when he learns in a group, this learning is somehow more dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than when a person learns alone. Again, nobody should think for a second that learning alone isn't fantastic. We're not trying to knock that. We're just saying that it's even better if you can learn in a group. And we'll see in a moment in the Dirsha footnotes what happens if a person learns better by himself. So then by absolute all means, he should learn by himself if he can't find somebody else. And the Vilna Gaon would learn by himself. Great other Gedolim would learn by themselves because they didn't have anybody else that they could learn with, and they would actually learn better by themselves. But the average person usually learns better in a group. And that's why he says over here, Ne'mar Aleim, it says about people that learn in a group, Oz Nidbru Yiri Hashem Isha Reyeh V'Gomer. So it's a wonderful thing. The Chavetz Chaim continues in the Bir Aloch of Akoshikin Kishlom Din Biasor Yachad. And especially if you learn in a group of at least 10 people, then the Shechina comes to you first, the Ozkod B'Shechina V'Yasya, as we already bring down various psukim to support this, Elohim Nitzob Adaskel, etc. Furthermore, Chazal also say, Eina Torah Niknes Ela B'Chabura, the Torah is better acquired in a large group. Furthermore, I'm skipping a little bit here, Gama Yedei Zen Nosei HaKodesh Baruch Hu Ponen L'Yisrael. God, so to say, favors us more than we technically would deserve because we learn in public. It's as if, so to say, we're bribing HaKodesh Baruch Hu by learning in public. He loves us so much when we do that that he'll do things for us that he might not otherwise have done. Furthermore, v'lo od, again, I'm skipping down a few lines, Eloshein melamdim es haTorah v'yoshim agudus agudus v'yoshim haTorah. Those people that are sitting together in large groups and learning Torah, it's a wonderful thing, and therefore Hashem showers us, so to say, with undeserved bounty. And the Chofetz Chaim continues, and he writes, he says, many Jewish communities have the following minog, that they have set learning right after shul, in groups in the shul, and they say Kaddish Rabbanan after that. And he says, by the way, we only say the Kaddish Rabbanan if you learn certain types of Torah, and not on Torah Shebichsav, on Psukim usually, but this is on Agadah, as we'll see. The Chen Al Diri Agadah or Mekadosh Derabbanan. You can likewise say the Kadosh Derabbanan after learning Agadah. Furthermore, Od Kotsu Delina Mirasa Kadosh Ein Ma'akev Shimon Dudavki Basara, to have the learning and then say Kadosh, you don't have to have all 10 people learning. Dafilu Echad Oshnaim Yimon Du Yuchul Ma'kadosh, that one or two people could then, as long as there's a minion present, still say Kaddish. And he says, Afilu ish acher shalolomad yuchalom haKaddish. And even somebody walking in who wasn't part of the learning is allowed to say Kaddish as well. The Dirshu footnotes have a lot to comment about this, but we'll have to wait till we get to them. Let's start from the beginning of Dirshu footnote number one. Essentially, every one of the Dirshu footnotes over here is so packed with information. So Dirshu footnote number one writes, Sha'af sha'osu lorutz kishiosim beis haKnesses. Normally, you're not allowed to run when you leave shul. Kimi shamare sha'iku beis haKnesses domo lov kimasu. Because if you run when you leave shul, it looks like you were burdened by being in shul. Nevertheless, over here, when you're running to the base of Medrash, or you're running to a shir, so then, even though people may not realize that you're doing that, you have heter gomer to go and do so. The issue footnote number two explains why the word kavata is used over here. That tzorich oso esia kavua, you have to have a set time. V'yikba es lomod, you have to set up a set time. So the Shari Tshuva brings down in the name of the Haflor from Ksubas that this lashon of kava is from kavon planya, which means gozlani ploni, so-and-so stole from me. What does that mean? That a person should view his learning time as stealing the time from his other activities. Shafmi shetorid mod biskov. A person is very, very busy at work. Yesh ligzol mizman iskov. He should steal time from his work. Kideshiyucha limo Torah. Furthermore, he says that even a person who is a very poor person has this obligation to go and learn. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down famous mice of Hillel HaZokin who stayed on top of the roof to listen in because he didn't have enough money to get in. So even a poor person has to go and spend time to learn, even though for him, obviously, Parnassus is much more difficult. And he then further brings down that don't think for a second that you're limited by Meiser a person has to give his meiser money from his earnings to do a mitzvah, and you're not supposed to give more hamavazi, zayivazi, zosim yichomesh. You shouldn't spend more than 20% of your money on doing a mitzvah. He says that applies to all mitzvahs of tzedakah, except for Talmud Torah. For Talmud Torah, which is a chiyah for yourself to live, yivazi, zosim yichomesh. A person is allowed to spend more than even a fifth of his income on learning Torah. Furthermore, if a person doesn't have the ability to learn, then he should go and support other people in learning, and this way will be considered as if he learned himself. And the Rama adds, a person is allowed to make an upfront deal and say, I'll support you, and the future learnings that you will have will be shared between us. That's okay. But after a person has learned, you can't buy the learning that they've already done. Footnote number 3. He says that the marker for this din, how important it is for a person to learn Torah every day, is from the Gemara in Kedushin, where it says over there, La'olam yashlesh odom shinosav, a person should split his time to learn different things. Shlish b'mikra, a third learning Chumish, shlish b'mishta, a third learning the Mishnayis, and shlish b'talmud, third learning dinim. And he brings down as well, skip a little bit to the end of this footnote, U'mach mazesh shechayev odom l'shalish li'mudo, since a person has to split his time. That's why Chazal set up that we say the parshas atomid every day, and then we say ezum akomam, and then we say the brayse of Rabbi Shmuel. And this counts for a person as if he learned mikra, mishnah, gemara. Furthermore, a person should try to understand this and understand what he's saying in these brayses, because when you learn Torah shebaal peh, you don't really get full credit for it unless you understand it. Now, later on we'll see that if a person tries to understand it, that's also considered as if he understood it, even though he doesn't really understand it to any depth. Furthermore, he brings down v'chein b'tam aminu glomar achar birchas haTorah, the similar idea Chazal set up after we say birchas haTorah. We say the psukim of birchas kohanim, yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, etc. And then we say the mishnah of al elu dvorim she'en lehem shir. And then we say the gemara, the nemer of the gemara, shal elu dvorim she'od m'chel parasem bo mazeh. So this is also l'kayem mikra u'mishnah u'gemara. Then the next paragraph he brings down, the end of Dirshu Futa number 3, brings down from the Mishnah Berurah, Shechayev Odom Lumod Musar B'chol Yom B'yom. A person should also try to set up a Seder in Musar every single day. And he brings down, Kavish Amru Chazal, Shekol HaGodol Mechavero Yitzro Golem Imeno. If somebody is greater than somebody else, he also have a greater Yitzhahara. And the best way to take care of your Yitzhahara, V'tavlin Yitzhaharu, Tocheches Mamari Chazal. The best way to fight your Yitzhahara is to learn the Musar Chazal. And he brings down the name of the Chayodom, Shechiv Limud HaMusar, this obligation to learn Musar is even greater. Golu Yosef Mechiyav Limud HaMishnayis is even greater than learning Mishnayis, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. The issue for the number 4 brings down Ubi Shabbos Shepnui Mimlocha, on Shabbos, which is a day of course of rest, and people aren't working. So he brings down for the Ramah in Simin Reish Sadik that the people who work all during the week, Yasku B'Torah B'Shabbos Yosef Mitamidi Chachamim Ha'oskim B'Torah Kol Yimos HaShvuah. The people who are supposed to learn most on Shabbos are the people who work during the week. The people who are learning all during the week, they can sleep on Shabbos. But the people that are working all during the week, of course, they can sleep something on Shabbos if they need to. But Shabbos is their time to spend in learning because they're not working on Shabbos. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah later on as well. In the name of Yerushalmi, Sholonitnu Shabbosos Yom Tov LeYisrael Elikadei Lasuk Ben Torah. The purpose of Shabbos and Yontiv was by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow people who are busy working all week time to learn. And he says on Shabbos, they're ponim mimalachtum. They have plenty of time away from their work on Shabbos, and they can go and sit and learn. Dear Shufutnu number 5 brings down from the Ramah, who brings down in the name of the Rebbeinu Tam, Shiyotzim Yidei Chova B'Limud Gemara. A person can fulfill his obligation based upon the Gemara and Kedushin by learning Gemara, because the learning of Talmud Bavli is a mixture of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. And therefore, he brings down from the Shach, in the name of the Drisha, again, this unbelievable thing that those simple balabatim who are only, quote, learning 3 or 4 hours a day, they shouldn't just learn Gemara, he says, and they should try to learn the poskim who have the shorish and ikor l'Torah Seinu, so they can learn halacha l'maisa. That's critically important. And that which the Rebbeinu Tam said that you can't fulfill it by learning Gemara, that's rak l'mi shalom etei shashos b'yom. Somebody who's learning 9 hours a day, so then if he just learns Gemara, he'll pick up everything. But if he only has 3 or 4 hours a day to learn, so then what can we do? You should try to learn halacha. Now, this seems to go against the dafyomis of the world. This seems to go against people who have Gemara shir, and that's their major learning, but they only have it for an hour a day. So he brings down the Orach HaShulchan. Shalamaisa on the roim. We see for a fact, Shem Ne'amar Liosun Bali Batim Kach, if you tell people that learn Daf Yomi, don't learn Daf Yomi, just learn Mishnah Berurah Yomi, so then, you know what, they won't learn the Daf Yomi, but they probably won't learn the Mishnah Berurah Yomi either. or at least there's a chance that they won't. And they won't learn klal. They'll end up not learning anything. So therefore, ritzonim rak lumo daf gemar b'choyom. They like to go to the shul's gemar shir. They like to go to the daf yomi. And that may be the only learning that they're really doing on a set basis every day. Don't take it away from them for a second, the Aruch HaShulchan says. L'chein ein lahaniyom v'halavai sham d'b'zeh. Don't take it away from them. Let them learn just their daf yomi. And they'll learn more. They'll figure out a way somehow to learn more. And don't stop them from doing this. Because halavai, they should at least do that. For the plain people that aren't really learning enough. The chol dover tova, mishivas nefesh, any type of learning of Torah is wonderful, umevio liyiras Hashem Torah, and brings a person to recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. The issue for number 6 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well as the Mogen Avraham, shelo amru shedai bikvias itim l'torah el mi shetzorech lasuk biderech eretz lachios navsho v'nefoshos beso. A person who says, I have to go and go to work, so he has a right not to learn Torah during that time. Avol mi sheino tzorech l'kach, but if you don't need to go to work, or you've already worked enough, or somebody else is supporting you, so then he really has an obligation to learn much more Torah. V'gisa b'yom v'loy l'kimashmo. He has to learn as much as he possibly can and shouldn't be satisfied with the daf yomi or just a shir in the morning and a little shir at night. I've already gone a half an hour. There's so much more to say on this. I'll just say a couple more quick ideas over here. The issue for number 8 brings down from the Kaf HaChaim in the name of the Ramami Pano that a person should try to have his kvias every single day at the same time, because if you have it every day at the same time, you're less likely to go and not do it. If you start picking around at different times, you're not going to have such success with it. The issue for number 11 brings down. If a person is really truly busy either doing other mitzvahs or making parnasa, so then he isn't going to be held accountable for Gisa Yom of Aloyla to a certain extent. Ki Talmud Torah ain lo shir gam klapi mata. He says there's sometimes people that can only learn a smaller amount of time. However, it means kishe ain lo pnai, when he truly is busy, poter es atzmo, then he doesn't have the obligation. However, therefore, a person, whenever he can learn, has to really dearly love it, because every single word that he says in Torah, even if it's a small amount, is very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person who's learning, every single second he's learning, he's doing mitzvos, and he brings down that the Torah Habayis checked how many words you can say in a minute. He says you can say over 200 words in a minute, and every single one of those mitzvos. So even if you learn just for a short period of time, you're doing thousands and thousands and thousands of mitzvos. What a tremendous zuchus. The issue foot number 12 brings down from the Chofetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLoshon, and he writes, how could a person leave his set kviyas every day to learn and go to work and think he'll make parnasa that way? Ech yitochein, how could it possibly be HaKadosh Baruch Hu yigarim li'odim yimizonos? How could it possibly be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take away yigar li'odim yimizonosov, that would take away from his parnasa because he's doing a mitzvah? Impossible, he says. And he says, okay, so maybe you'll even lose money that day. Don't be worried. Yeda, he should know, lenochem, for absolute certainty, ki ad kalos hashona, by the end of the year, he'll make back whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated for him to make that year, absolutely. And even you see other people that look like they're doing better than you, think for a second, no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ever allow you to lose because you're doing what he asked you to do. The issue foot number 13 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kut Nun Aleph that we already learned that just sitting in the Beis HaKnesses is a mitzvah. Ashrei Yoshev Beisecha, praiseworthy those that sit in the Beis HaKnesses. The issue foot number 14 brings down, even if you don't know how to learn, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shehosef, who adds, Sha'afapi, Kain, Yesh Lo Yodim, Lasso, Bechol HaTorah, Gam Bedvarim, Shelo Yuchel HaHoven. Sit in the Shir, even if you don't follow it fully. And eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you credit for it. He says, in the name of the Ar Zeruah, Sha'adam Shatorach B'Torah, if you really work hard at learning Torah, Kol Mashiachol Torah, as best as you possibly could, even though you didn't fully understand it, except a little bit, Nosl Oschar Kemish Shatorach Kemos V'Olo B'Yodo Harbe. You get the same schar as if you were Rav Moshe Feinstein. If you truly worked at it for 4 hours, and Rav Moshe Feinstein knows it for 4 hours, Kol HaTorah Kula, for that subject, and you know nothing about it, but you tried, Lefum Tzara Agwe, you get credit for the effort and not for the result. He brings down with the Chidah, Shema Shomer She'eno Mevin Eno Nechshav Limud. It says in the Avodah Zarah that if a person learns and doesn't understand, it doesn't get credit. That's only if he doesn't try. Shalom ishtadu l'havin. But if he tries, he gets full credit. Finally, the issue foot number 15 brings down, and this is based upon the Mishnah Berurah in his Hakdoma. Sheyesh lahadif ulahakdim is limud chelik or rechayim. The single most important thing the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should be doing is learning Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't say it exactly like that, but he says a person has to spend time learning the halachos of Arichayim. Shidioso hechreches. It's an absolute obligation for everybody to know what's in the Mishnah Berurah. Lakia matorah, in order to be able to fulfill the Torah b'chol yom yemei chayi odom, every single day. Ubaladov, if you don't learn the halachos in Arichayim, lo yorim ish yisrael es yodov yisraglov. How can you possibly move and conduct yourself properly if you don't take this to heart? Dish foot number 18 brings down, if a person thinks he'll learn better on his own, gizunt, hey, go learn on your own. Pasu shemutu lilmo biyochet, go and learn on your own. However, each person has to know for himself, and in general, most people will learn better in a group. You won't make mistakes. If you do make mistakes, they'll be able to be corrected by other people. Dish foot number 20 brings down from the Dvei Elio Zuta, sheketz ha'gula l'yovo, the gula will only come, Mashiach will only come, b'schus liman ha'torah b'chabura, because of the learning of Torah in groups. Sha'ikru, sheyikru, v'yishnu, ze'em ze'. Because the best way to learn Torah is to learn it with somebody else or in a large group of people, and this is the best way to learn Torah. Him Yitzchak Hashem, we should always zoche to fulfill this siman in Shulchan Aruch as best as we possibly can. I thank you all for listening to the Mishnah Berurah Yomi, because that's a wonderful way for us to fulfill this halacha. That concludes today's share.